Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vaiter Masechtas Nedarim, Perik Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Hashutafim, partners. Reuven and Shimon both have houses. The houses open up into a courtyard that's owned by both of them jointly. Now, Reuven and Shimon apparently had some issue because Shenadru Hana Zemize. Each one can't have enough from the other one. Each one of them said to his friend, Reuven said to Shimon, Kainim Shanina Hana Mimcha. Or he may have said, Kainim Shata Nehenesli. It doesn't make a difference whether he said, I asser my chatzer on you, or I asser your chatzer on me, but Lamaisa, both of them are also to each other. Each one can't have Hana from the chatzer that's not theirs. Problem is, they have a joint chatzer. Zakta Mishnah, Asudim Likonis Lachatzer. They can't go into this chatzer. Of course, Reuven and Shimon are going to say, what do you mean? I'm going into my chatzer. No, but this chatzer is a partnership, and you assered Hana from your partner. Or he asked it on you, either way. But when you can't have enough from someone, your usher bidrisa seregel, you can't walk through his property, and this property belongs to both. So I don't know how they're going to get into their house. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no problem. Zen nichnas letach shaloi, v'zen nichnas letach shaloi. Reuven can come into the chatzer, Shimon can come into the chatzer. Each one is using his part of the chatzer, his chus in the chatzer. Now, when you have a partnership in a chatzer, explains about Tanura, it can be in one of two ways. It can be a chatzer sheyesh ba din chaluka, or a chatzer she'ein ba din chaluka. A chatzer sheyesh ba kedei chaluka would mean that the chatzer is big enough that you could divide it. You can say, these four amis are yours, Reuven, and these four amis are yours, Shimon. You each have your four amis in front of your respective houses. You could unload your packages over there, before the doorway. I mean, there's another four amis for each one of them, for whatever else one used the chatzer for. Now, under these circumstances, everybody would agree, let's not take any chances. I don't want you walking into this chatzer. Your partner's chelik is asid to you through a neder. Let's divide it. If we divide it, we have no problems. You're no longer partners. Here's yours. Here's yours. This is Reuven. This is Shimon. So we know Reuven goes into only Reuven's chelik. Shimon goes into only Shimon's chelik. Everybody would agree, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would say, no, first divide it. The machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would be in a case of a chatzer she'ein ba din chaluk. In other words, it's small. It's not large enough to be able to physically divide it. One of the partners can al pi halacha force his friend to break off. So in this type of a chatzer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, look, what are you going to say? He can't get to his house, he can't leave. Lamaisa both own a chelik in the chatzah. We're going to assume that wherever Reuven goes, that's Reuven's part, that's his chos. Wherever Shimon goes, it's Shimon's chos. But that's only because we have no choice. If you want to go a little bit more into the lumdis of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's based on something called Bereira. Bereira means that something is unclear, but retroactively we assume this is the way it was. Like over here. Whenever Reuven walks in this chatzer, it's not big enough to be able to divide it and put up a marker and say, this is Reuven's, this is Shimon's. But we're going to assume, retroactively, wherever Reuven went, Huvra Dabla Mefreya was Reuven's chelik. Wherever Shimon went, it was Shimon's chelik. That's called Bereira. It's decided later how it was divided. That's a big sugya, a big machloikis, whether we say yesh Bereira, ein Bereira. But again, bottom line is, we have partners over here that have a courtyard. Both of their houses feed into this courtyard. Each one has an existing neder that doesn't allow them to have enough from the other one. If it's big enough to divide it, just divide it so it's clear this is yours, no shilas. If it's not big enough to divide it, the Chachamim say, then you can't enter here. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, each one can go, we're going to assume that where he went, that was his chelik. Vayter zakta Mishnah, Ushneyem Asurim, both would be Asur. And everyone agrees with this. Lahamicham, to set up over there, rechayim, a mill, v'taner, or an oven, ulegadol tanagoylem, or to raise chickens in this courtyard. Even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would hold they can't? And the answer is yes. Even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would hold that they can't. Under normal circumstances, let's forget Masechtas Nedarim for a moment. Let's imagine we're in Masechtas Bava Basra. We have a courtyard b'shutfis. I can say, you can't raise chickens here. I can stop my friend from doing this. These are things that are not normally done in a courtyard. So because under normal circumstances, you can asser your shutif, from setting up a mill or an oven or to raise chickens in the courtyard. Here, when it comes to Hilchos Nedarim, it becomes much more complicated. Because if I allow you to do it, that means I'm giving you Hana. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Hoya echad mehem mudra na mechaveri. Let's see, only one of them was also by a neder to have enough from the other. Reuven, Shimon can't have enough from Reuven, but Reuven is allowed to have enough from Shimon. So we're going to say to Shimon, lo yikanes lechatzer. You can't enter into this courtyard that you own together with Reuven, because you're using property that's owned by Reuven. And here too, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would disagree. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, yachali loy maloy. Shimon can say to Reuven, letach sheli ani nichnas. I'm entering into the part that's mine. I'm not entering into the part that's yours. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, the koifin es hanoider. This is according to everybody. We're going to force the one who made the neder, the noider, limker es chelkoi, to sell his chelik in the courtyard. Why? What are we worried about? So the Batanura explains as follows. If both are asa to each other, each one knows they're limited, it's going to stay this way. One shutev can use the whole chatzah, one shutev can't. Sooner or later, the one that can't is going to forget. He's using it, why can't I? And that's how we're going to force the person who made the neder to sell it. Now, furthermore, says the Batanura, when do we say we force him to sell it? If he's the one that made the neder. Reuven says, you know what Shimon just said to me? Shimon just said to me, he answers his chelik of the chatzah on me. He can use mine, I can't use his. We're going to say, Shimon, now you're going to have to sell your chelik. But if Shimon is not the one who made the nether, if let's say Reuven says, your chelik is usher to me. Now you have to sell. No, that's not going to work. Then everyone can force their partner to sell. So this din that we force him to sell is only if he's the one that made the nether. So once again, partners have made a nether to usher each other on the chatzar. The Chacham said they can't enter. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, we'd rather they divide it, but if it's not big enough to divide it, let each one enter, and we're going to assume that they're walking on their own chelik. Both of them, this everyone would agree with, cannot set up a mill or oven or raise chickens, because that's something that under normal circumstances, without the neder, shutfim can stop the other one from doing on a chatzar. So if he doesn't stop him, that means he's giving him hana. Back to the machloikis, let's say one of them can't have enough from the other one. So we're going to force that person to sell, because sooner or later, one shetiv could walk through the whole chatzah, one shetiv can't, this is going to lead to problems, they're going to forget. But we're only going to force the person to sell if he's the one that made the nether. I can't go to my shetiv and say, my nechasim is also to you, and now you have to sell. No, that's not going to work.